Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's Omar Khan at his introductory press conference. The new Steelers general manager meets the media for the first time today and strikes that particular chord, I think, in tone a lot. You like to try to put a neat summation on a press conference like that. You like to try to get a a topic sentence here. What was the theme, the topic theme for what Omar Khan said in his address to the media? And that continues to be the biggest thing I take away. Little hints here or there that he's got his own ideas, that Omar Khan is very much Omar Khan, his own man. But the more I hear from him now, the more I've heard from people who break this team down for a living, everything. The one theme that seems to surround Omar Khan's hiring is the more things change with the Steelers and there will be new faces in new places, the more the overall way the Steelers are run will stay largely the same. PM team, Donnie Football on the other side today. He's got a big drive ahead of him in a cleaner car that's prepared for any eventuality. Andrew Filippone is possibly on a plane, already maybe touched down in Quebec City, trying not to infuriate the locals. Parlez-vous français? Français? I don't even know how to say that sentence. So I'm here with you, and we've got a lot of fun today. Oh, do we ever. Do we have some audio delights for the people today, Donnie? One of the show's main antagonists and villains has delivered to us, unbeknownst to him, 40 seconds of some of the most insane audio you will ever hear. A person saying something that you think is so absurd it has to be a joke. And you will hear that in the not too distant future. But I keep thinking about Omar Khan today, and I keep trying to, you always want to have like a sense of where things are headed, I think. When there's a big seismic move for a franchise, and with the Steelers there are very few of them, you always want to get a sense that you are out ahead of the pack, that you know where things are going. And with Kevin Colbert, every year, you pretty much had the feel for it. Everyone did. Oh, he's going to be very, not evasive, but he's not going to give you much. They're going to have their board. He and Mike Tomlin are going to see mostly eye to eye, and they're going to do what they've always done. And with Omar Khan trying to get out ahead and get the main sort of theme here and feel like you have a handle on what's going to come next with him, the thing I keep coming back to is that Omar Khan was not brought in or was not promoted to rock the boat. And more I start to think about his history, being with the Steelers for over 20 years, applying for, interviewing for, I should say, but not getting GM jobs in other cities, most notably and recently that Bears GM job. The more I think about his history, the more you just almost, you look at it so long that the more obvious things start to reveal themselves, you just realize they hired a guy who's a 20-plus year employee. They promoted him. They didn't hire him from outside. They promoted him. So why would you do that? You'd promote a guy because you, generally speaking, think that the status quo is okay. You think that change is not radically necessary, or radical change is not necessary, I should say. You think that things, by and large, are going pretty well. You are going for a comfort hire, a familiarity hire, a guy who will take the wheel of the car and continue to keep it driving down the highway at maybe 4 or 5 miles above the speed limit. Certainly not enough to attract the attention of a bored state trooper. That's what the Steelers want. a guy who'll drive 74 in a 70 zone, 69 in a 65 zone, and just keep this thing steered correctly, while presumably everybody around them does a demolition derby, right? Is that analogy making sense right now? Take it a step further when you think about Omar Khan and what he had to say today, and you're going to hear some of it too on this show. I think this maybe was the most noteworthy thing that anybody at the Omar Khan presser said. Why do I say anybody? Well, he had to get introduced by somebody. This is what Art Rooney said when he before he introed or as he introed Omar Khan as the next Steelers general manager. This is telling, in my opinion.
So first, I just want to say thanks to a few people that have helped us with the. I think we had a very thorough process, and Kevin Colbert, my brother Dan, and Coach Tomlin all very helpful with interviews and. Making sure, as I say, we had a very thorough process. And obviously, we picked a guy we know very well and excited that, you know, we know Omar. Omar knows us. And so I think it'll be a very smooth transition. So
we know Omar. Omar knows us. It'll be a very smooth transition. Oh, I did enlist my brother to help us out, too, with the search, as well as the outgoing GM and the head coach. I'm not saying any of that is bad in and of itself. Obviously, the head coach better be able to work with the guy that's going to be now technically his title superior. Obviously, the outgoing GM for a franchise that prioritizes stability would have a big say and would be a shoulder to lean on, a brain to pick in this process. Heck, I can even say that in Steelers world, it's hardly surprising that Art Rooney consulted his brother as a big part of this whole process, right? What gets me, though, is what Art said after that. We had a very thorough process. How many candidates did they interview? Felt like it was almost 20 at one point. They whittled it down to 6 for the final interview. I always thought when you had interviews, and thank God for me, at least for right now, I haven't had to do a job interview in a very long time. Fingers crossed. I usually thought you were like down to your final 3, right? But they're down to their final 6. And what does Art say? We knew Omar. Omar knew us. We were comfortable with him. Presumably, he was comfortable with us. We don't think that there's going to be much in the way of bumps on this transition or potholes. They're saying it right to your face. I mean, they're telling you what the plot is here. They are not trying to hide what Omar Khan is going to be brought on to do. Not only to keep what they consider the good times rolling, 3 playoff wins in the last decade plus, no playoff wins in 5 years, but to do it in much the same way that his predecessor did it. Omar Khan did not go in there breathing fire today at his press conference. Omar Khan did not go in there hammering that podium with his fist and going, hey, listen, it's Omar. Omar coming. Thank you, Donnie. I knew you'd like that one. He didn't do that. He did not channel Omar from The Wire. He did not herald big changes. Like, sort of the most we got from Omar Khan in terms of Omar, what's Omar Khan's stamp on this job and how is it going to be appreciably different other than he has a different name than Kevin Colbert, is that, like, he's got little changes he wants to implement, but I'm not telling you. Didn't it feel like, if you were listening to that or you watched it, I actually popped it on YouTube at my house. Yeah, that's right. I had it on the old TV on YouTube. I was just watching the Steelers feed, and I got the overwhelming sense that I was watching a Kevin Colbert press conference. That's what it really came down to for me. I felt like I was watching any number of Colbert pressers. Now, granted, it's an introductory one. We haven't seen Kevin Colbert do that in a very long time. It's 2 decades past. I was like 15 years old when he took over. I think so, yeah, 15. But it felt like in his answers, in just the non-committal sort of way he talked about any real specifics, in the way it was a lot of general praise, and I just love this franchise, and I love the family feel. There are good people here. The Rooneys have taught me so much as a football man and as just a man. It all felt very, very familiar, had the whiff of familiarity. I think it's time, though, that you can fairly say then that something that felt so familiar maybe shouldn't have, that there could have been a little bit more of a boat being rocked here. That was my big takeaway. It was a little bit of a desire to have seen something more, to have seen or heard Omar Khan be willing to pull back the curtain a little more as to what Omar Khan's vision for the Pittsburgh Steelers is. presumably you'll see it play out on the field, but I don't really think it's going to be in any way significantly different than what Kevin Colbert did in his partnership with Mike Tomlin. Omar Khan talks about Mike Tomlin. Hey, I've known Mike for 16 years or something now. Like, this will be fine. Okay. I've got some things I want to do. He said cool things, I believe. I've got some cool things I want to do, but I'm not going to share them here. A little bit evasive on the analytics part of things. Did the usual, there are things we can do, and anytime you have a tool in the toolbox that can help you win, you want to take advantage of it. It all felt very similar. And my biggest concern, I think if you've listened to this show with any degree of consistency, my biggest concern over the years with the Steelers, especially these recent years, where it's gotten a little bit leaner, where it hasn't been what people have wanted to necessarily see on the field or even close to it, my biggest concern and issue has been this sense of complacency in the sense that staying the course is the right course. No need to panic. All quiet here. Everything's fine. What's the scene in Star Wars? We're all fine here. Thank you. Fine. Yes. No, everything's good. Situation normal. It just doesn't seem with this hire, despite having sampled general manager candidates from around the NFL, including one that they end up bringing on as an assistant GM and Andy Weidel. It's one of the few things that Omar Khan was willing to be very direct about today is that he had hired Andy Weidel and that he had hired Sheldon White and that Dan Colbert was getting a senior position with the team, was being elevated. Beyond that, beyond like saying those things, that was pretty much all you got in specifics. But anyway, the Steelers had sampled guys like Andy Weidel from Pittsburgh ties, but outside the organization. Howie Roseman, very different way of doing things. In the end, after all that sampling, Donnie, they went back to their favorite flavor of ice cream, black and gold, the way we do things. What is it when they, the Amish, Rumspringa, where they let them experience life in the big city? That's what I imagine a Steelers GM search having gone like. All these guys who maybe came in, can you imagine Lewis Riddick going in there just trying to blow them away with new ideas? Doug Whaley giving it to him straight. Weidel maybe saying, I'm a Pittsburgh guy, but listen, this is my vision and it might be a little different. They said, okay. They even, Brandon Hunt internally, Khan, they said, we're going to go with the guy who's comfortable. We're going to go with the guy we know. We're going to make this transition seamless. Sometimes bumpy transitions can be good. Sometimes a transition that doesn't necessarily follow a nice linear track can be what a franchise needs. I do not think that that is what this is going to be for the Steelers. You can read or listen between the lines of some of the things Omar Khan said and realize that Andy Weidel's going to have a say in personnel, but Mike Tomlin's going to have an even bigger say because he's been doing this for a long time, and that largely Omar Khan is going to be pretty deferential in a lot of ways. And other than being now the public face of that role for the Steelers, isn't going to do a whole lot of things differently than he previously did. That was my takeaway. That was my biggest, you're talking A1 impressions from this. It's that business as usual here. Steady, stable hire. The more things change with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the more they stay the same. You have how many new people inhabiting new roles? Khan, Weidel, Sheldon White. But none of it feels all that different. Doesn't feel like a seismic day. I'm trying to think the last time that happened. Donnie, would you say when Hextall got hired as the GM, that was kind of a lightning bolt shot? Like, oh my God, that's not what I would have expected, a former Flyers guy.
Yeah, that's really the only one I think of. And I mean, with the Steelers, the last one you'd probably have to think would be Tomlin. That they
Correct.
Did something really out of the ordinary.
And what did it get them? Almost instant Super Bowl success. And I know we can all, yes, everyone can do their usual, but they haven't won in how many years? Yeah, I get it. And I think even he has had to shake things up or needs to have occasionally something shaken up in his world, which is Brian Flores, I think, coming in. Now, it's his hire, but that definitely brings a strong voice into it. But the last time the franchise did something, I think Donnie's right, the last time they did something that was really maybe outside of what was sort of the steady Eddie approach to franchise building, they got a coach who sort of transformed things, who took a team that in its previous coach's final year was just a very pedestrian, sort of ordinary 8-8, a disappointing 8-8, and had him back winning a Super Bowl in two seasons. had him back in another Super Bowl a couple seasons after that. It worked the last time they went outside of their little box. They did not opt to do that this time. I would also have to assume, by the way, that Mike Tomlin signed off on this very enthusiastically. I mean, he is somebody, he's the most recent beneficiary of the Steelers not doing it their way, their usual way, like we just said. Presumably, though, he told Art Rooney, I'm cool with it, man. I can work with this guy. All good. Kevin Colbert, all good. I'm still going to be around some way, somehow. Everybody involved just said, yep, rubber stamp this. That's good. What's the Don football big takeaway here? How are you, Donnie?
I'm good.
It's a freaky Friday.
Yeah.
How do you think our guy's doing up in the Great White North?
I don't know if it's going well. I don't know if Pony's personality and his lack of the French language is going to mix well with what he's going into.
What do you mean Pony's personality? A little bit like awkward at times. He works the room
a little.
He works the room very well in this environment.
But I mean, naturally he's very talkative, but he doesn't know how to speak their language.
So you think there's
I think that's going to frustrate some of the locals.
Do you think he took our advice and at least attempted to learn basic French pleasantries?
I hope so. I also think Amanda probably made him get like some basics down.
Well, the other difference here is, assuming he can like use his phone reasonably freely up there and has like data, international data, there's Google Translate or whatever on your phone. I mean, you can plug in, how do I say, you know, whatever. I would like a whiskey, and one assumes.
It'd be funny if he like messed something up when he was like ordering and it was just
ends up getting escargot
like the complete
delivered to
opposite
him.
Of what he
here, sir, you ordered these snails. I don't know. Since he's up there, I'm not even sure. Maybe he can text us on iMessage since we all have iPhones, but I think we're gonna get complete radio silence from him. I don't expect to get like updates on whether or not they've tried to like basically throw him out of that province. Anyway, you like the hire? I mean, like, after you hear Khan talk, because, like, it's one thing to hear, okay, or see come down the wire, okay, this is your new GM. The other thing besides me, like, thinking more things change, the more they stay the same, this is what I get paid to do. I was underwhelmed. Like, it just didn't feel like a big deal. It just felt middling. I'm not saying, like, you have to win the press conference with me. If you make really good moves or if under his stewardship, under his, you know, flying the Omar Khan flag here as GM, they return to big-time prominence and they're killing the draft and all that stuff, okay, the proof will be in the pudding. But as far as, like, winning the press conference, I don't know. I'd give him, like, a B, B-minus, like, maybe a C-plus. It was kind of there.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a surprising hire for me. Like, I thought it would either be Khan or Brandon Hunt coming into this, and it ends up being Omar Khan, and it looks like Brandon Hunt will be pretty much just trading spots with Andy Weidel. And from what I heard of the press conference, and I know we talked it over in the back, it was kind of underwhelming. But I don't want to understate Omar Khan's football knowledge just yet. I mean, I know that's a big question mark for everybody.
Yep.
But you have to think, with how long he's been around, the guy has to know something. And I know that he might be more on the analytical track.
So you're giving him benefit of the doubt a little bit for his football knowledge. You're not putting that in the ground just yet.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously that's it's a huge question that everybody has.
Yeah.
But something that I've thought about over the last 24 hours or so, We love the PFF guys on this show.
Sure.
You know, we have them on all the time. You know, Steve's great.
We respect them.
But we look at those guys as guys that really know football, but they're mainly analytical. Most of them have never played at a high level or in the pros. And I'm not going with the side of
you have to have played to know.
I'm not going with that side either. But I'm saying, how do we know that Omar Khan isn't at least like that?
Well, I think he's been involved probably in more like direct scouting than a lot of those guys, but that's where I would have liked a little bit of exposition from him. Frankly, I would have liked a little more when he was asked, you're going to hear this later, but he was asked straight away about it. And he just gave, again, like the analytics part. I mean, he gave a very just a very non-committal answer is what I would say. I was hoping for more. By the way, our pal Fred, you know Fred. Well, I don't know if you've met Fred because he usually just shows up when we're on location somewhere. But it's Pony's good buddy, Fred. He wants you to know this. You did screw something up, and frankly, I should have caught you on it, but I forgot. You said the furthest west you'd ever been is Indy, right? Minneapolis is further west than Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's kind of bad for both of us.
That
there.
Shows my knowledge of geography.
So wait, in your mind, when you were – hold on now.
I didn't really picture what it
– But in your mind, you thought, well, I still got a ways west to go before I get to Indy when you were in Minne? I mean, it's a lot further west. It's like –
Well, I thought
half.
Of myself in a completely different direction because it's so far north.
Yes, you're north. You might as well have been in Canada. That's right. So you're really only focused on the cold and your northerly bearings here.
Yes,
west? No.
Yeah, and considering whenever we showed up in Minneapolis, it was 3 degrees and it was snow covered.
And you guys were wearing like short sleeves practically, weren't you guys? Like you were not... When you guys actually tailgated, did you bundle up for that trip?
I did. Yeah, okay. Even though the stadium. It's tough because the stadium's indoors.
You got to really.
But it's going to be so cold outside.
You
got to
have some very versatile fabrics in that situation, right? Jeff Hathorn, we're going to talk to him coming up about Omar Khan, what he made of the introductory press conference. My big takeaway, really kind of two things. It's a steady Eddie hire, and the guy himself has a steady Eddie, why would I do things all that differently mindset. So more things change, more they stay the same. And I don't know. It almost seemed like he was, you know what it seemed like? This is the other thing. It didn't come to me how to verbalize it till right now. Not a great thing for a radio show. He seemed like somebody who had gotten the dream job and was like very, very concerned about not pissing off the people who had just given him the job. I'll even say it this way. I remember when I won the tryout, right? Joe and Josh Miller were doing afternoon still. Their previous co-host had been let go. And then a couple of us in the building, including Pony, it was me, Pony, and Dunlap, tried out for that role to fill that spot. Obviously, you're working like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's a huge jump up if you can get it. Like, it's maybe the last big opportunity that's going to come by for a couple of years. And I remember when I got it, you know, obviously super excited, Donnie. But then I do also recall for the first, like, 3 weeks being petrified that I was going to get sent back to, the netherworld of overnights if I said anything that made people, including to the point where I was trying to be so deferential to Joe and to Josh that I would start every show by being like, as an honorarium, like former Steelers punter Josh Miller on the, you know, I would always refer to him as who he was, like, wow, you were an NFL player, until one day he goes, they know I punted for the Steelers. Like, you could just say Josh Miller now. Like, you don't have to. He's like patting me on the head verbally. Like, you don't have to do that anymore. You're okay. I got that sense from Khan too. Like, he did not want to screw up and slip of the tongue here, reveal too much.
Yeah, I had those same concerns myself whenever I started this job. And then on my first
Mr.
official
Spaciopoli.
Day. Well, and then on my first official day, an F-bomb got dropped during the Pitt basketball game by a fan.
So that was your welcome to the big league moment?
Yeah, yeah. It dampened it a little bit, but I mean, I guess we've gotten past it. Eh. I think I've rebounded well.
I'm trying to think if I had something horrifyingly awkward actually take place like that on the air. The boss who gave me the big promotion, probably within a year of that promotion, just stormed down the hall one day, and for reasons to this day I find inexplicable, just tore me a new one for something I had just gotten done saying. And I do remember, I think that's what cracked me, because I think I got so mad because I felt like it was Joe's fault that I was getting yelled at, and the boss just didn't want to yell at him, that I like erupted. And I think that's my villain origin story here. Is that happened? But that took like several months.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Smooth transition.
A smooth transition. That's what Omar Khan, the new Steelers GM, had to say. That was like the phrase that pays, the buzzword. Everything was going to be smooth. Everything was going to be natural. Not a lot of bumps, not a lot of potholes in this transitional road that the Steelers are driving down. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, is here. He's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. You haven't heard anybody talk. Now, maybe you had maybe seen Omar talk or like in some off-record capacity, but for me, I'd never seen him in a press conference setting. And of course, as everyone knows, Pony and I don't go down there, so we never see the behind-the-scenes stuff. For some reason, I thought we were going to get like a very grave voiced, like serious math guy. Well, the numbers are. He did sound like he was like a guy who was excited and upbeat. But man, I got to say, it was very much like a Kevin Colbert presser in that Omar gave you almost nothing. Listen, we take water out of the rock here. We're going to parse those syllables whether they have something in them or not, and we are going to extract meaning. But he was very careful and close to the vest.
So know that interactions with him off the mic were always very short, not in a rude way, but in a very understated way, in a very humble way, that he fits in that mold with Kevin Colbert very easily because that's what he is. He's not a big self-promoter. He's not a guy that's like, hey, how you doing? He just kind of goes about his thing. And if you're by him, he'll say hi. But he's not going to go out of his way to make a name for himself.
Do you think they needed, because that's the big takeaway a lot of people I think have, is it's very much a steady hire. It's an internal guy. They went and sampled a bunch of people from different franchises and then settled on the guy that was as close as anybody could possibly be. Do you think they needed to go for a... not an outside-the-box hire, but maybe an outside-the-organization hire?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, would you like to see some changes? And I do think he undersold, like, well, it's going to be the same. I have a couple of ideas, but he didn't want to let – you know, he's kind of
– not going to tell you what they are.
Right? He doesn't – he's worried that he's – hey, we're going to do this, and that everybody in the league is, oh, well, I'm going to pick up on that and do it too. So he has some ideas. Mm-hmm. Don't think that everything is going to be the same. But I think it was a guy that Art was comfortable with.
Well, I think
has known for a long time. And I think Art is very much into, and I think the Rooneys in general are very much into promoting from within where they can. Rewarding loyalty, rewarding guys that they have seen, that they know, they don't have questions about. And I think that's why you saw Omar in that position, yet almost simultaneously. Yeah, but we're also grabbing Andy Weidel. We're also grabbing Sheldon White.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin did. And I mean, having a son, Dan, stay around is pretty cool, too.
Do you think that the consistency thing is something Art values more than his father did? Because like this is what Donnie and I were talking about to open up here. The most change style hire that they've made, the most like dramatic outside the box hire in the last 25 years is very easy to identify. It's not Russ Grimm or Ken Wisenhunt getting the job. It's Mike Tomlin. 2 years later, they had their sixth Super Bowl. They go to another Super Bowl a couple years after that. Now, people want to quibble, have they had enough success? Probably not in the playoffs, but Tomlin has been, by any objective measure, overwhelmingly successful. And so that's a Dan Rooney hire. That's Dan having his socks knocked off by the kid that had one year as a defensive coordinator. That is one of my, if I'm going to nitpick Art for things, I usually go back to two. I don't always sense the football passion, at least front-facing, from him that his father had. Just whether that's good or bad, that's something I put in the slight con column. And then I think there's a little bit of a, we love consistency to the point of like fetishizing it. Like, why wouldn't we just keep promoting from within? Well, there's a lot of listeners to this show right now who would say, you guys haven't won a playoff game in 5 years. Like, do you really think that the status quo is going that well for you?
But I don't think they did it without any outside ideas, because Waddle's going to have a big voice.
How big, by the way? That gets me right.
I think initially in player personnel, he's going to have a huge voice.
Like now, he and Tomlin are going to be the way Tomlin and Colbert were, where that partnership evolved into like a full 50-50
so
kind of thing.
I don't think that you won't see Omar ever travel, mm-hmm. but I think when they're really into the heat of doing these
pro days and stuff,
where they're
yeah.
doing maybe two a day, I think Andy's going to be the guy. Maybe they don't travel exactly together, and he, you know, and Omar goes just at least at first to be front-facing, like,
yep.
hey, I'm here, I'm the new GM. One other thing to mention, though, when he started with the Saints, when Omar started,
yep.
like, he did do some player personnel stuff. He wasn't just put into the negotiation room, if you will. Like, his internship and then his early job was dealing with a lot of different things. So he saw a lot of the organization. Now, that's nowhere near the impact that Andy Weidel brings from a scouting standpoint or Sheldon White, but he does have a little bit of experience.
Yeah, I feel like that gets, personally, that has been brought up a bunch, and I feel like that's to almost ease and calm the fears that this guy doesn't know personnel. Like, they're just, he did have an internship, or he did get started this way. Does that strike you as, though, one of those skills that you need to constantly hone? Because, like, what people care about in football players is different than what they cared about 20 years ago. Would you agree? Like, 20 years ago, you could say, look at that running back. He's a top five pick. He's just a workhorse. Now you're like, does this 5'9 Mac receiver create separation really well at the line of scrimmage?
I think the game has evolved, and the front offices have evolved with it, where you're seeing more and more people in front offices that don't have, that didn't play the game or weren't hardcore scouts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different look in those front offices.
Well, Roseman's the guy in Philly that everyone compares that to, and he and Khan have almost identical backgrounds as far as almost all football administration for guys in their mid-40s, and then right there, like smack dab in the middle of Roseman's is, oh, he was the player personnel guy for 2 years, almost like you, so he can put it on his CV.
Right.
Like, he's got it.
Right. I think one thing that Omar said that was very well stated was smart people know their limitations
mm-hmm.
and hire people that are good at other things to help them with those things that they're not as good at. And he was obviously referring to Weidel and White
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
anybody else they
Dan
might
Dan Colbert yeah. and whoever else that they're going to.
Do you think it ends there, though, in Brandon Hunt's sayonara goodbye?
No, because they even said there'll be some other moves.
Yeah, he called it a fluid situation,
yes.
a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
The thing, so I'll go back to this, because Pony and I have talked about this, and I do think he brought it up yesterday. I think it's a fair point. I agree with him. What if there is so much talk about how Weidel is not just going to be a bystander here? He's an assistant GM, but he's going to have a loud voice in there. They clearly, as an organization, seem familiar with him and comfortable with him, too, despite him being an outsider, technically. Why not hire him as the GM, right? Like, that's continually been the one thing people have brought up. If Khan's job might involve, yes, doing a little more on the personnel side, just having greater responsibility and sway and being the public face of it, but still largely he's going to be the guy in that room talking deals with agents, Why not make somebody else the face of it?
It's a good question. Here's my logic, and we weren't able to ask Art questions.
Oh, so I would have loved. I would have loved for Art to have been available
It. No one more so than me or any of us that were sitting in
there. Why do you think he wasn't, by the way?
They just don't.
They didn't want it to be. So it wasn't about like they didn't want to rain on Khan's parade by having the owner talk. He just said, well, I'm not going to give my logic.
He'll talk next year. And
see, that drives me nuts. No, I know. From you guys are reporters, and you're writing stories, and you are like doing facts. I'm talking about as me, like the brash opinion guy.
Us, the reporter guys, trust me.
No, I know, but I almost feel like you guys, it's for more responsible reasons. For me, I'm like, well, you know what, Art? If you're not going to talk till next year, then I'm going to sit and speculate.
But I think Art's logic here is they thought we can get Weidel here as the assistant, and we can keep Omar.
They didn't think they could keep Omar necessarily if they didn't get him the GM job then?
Correct.
Who was beating down his door for that gig, though?
I don't know. But I think the disappointment of not being the guy after being there for 20 years.
You think it would? They think it might have like curdled finally for him.
I mean, do you think again, he turned down? We can't talk to Art, but that's my sense of the situation. Was that not even as much the latter? It's the if we can get Omar and Weidel, and they must have figured out either they couldn't get Omar and Brandon Hunt because Hunt's like
I'm not
going
to answer to him.
Job or I'm out, or they thought, well, we need to bring in some fresh voices too. So how are we going to make this play out? And that's the best scenario.
Well, the fresh voice, it would be easier to bring in a personnel guy and not a contracts guy, because if you have a fresh-voiced contracts guy, it's like, well, what's he really doing differently?
Art's a lawyer. He understands that part. And to have comfort in the negotiation guy is big when you're the president of the team. And I think people are losing sight of this. It's not as if Kevin Colbert went into these rooms or into these discussions and made unilateral decisions. Like, all right, guys, it's nice that you guys talk, but you know what? Here's what we're going to do.
I'm the man.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. Art, I'll tell you what the decision is. Mm-hmm. They always collaborated. That was one of Kevin's strengths, is that he listened to people, that they came to a group decision. I think Omar learned that. And I think, will Mike Tomlin have more say? Sure he will. But does that mean he's taking over? I don't think that means he's taking over. I think he's always had a say in the decisions. And it'll continue that way. And Andy will have a voice, Sheldon will have a voice, and Art will have a voice.
I think what's interesting about the fact that it's clearly an Art hire, he gets to make the hire. It's technically the guy who's second in command to him in terms of rank and title. I know that Omar's not going to walk in and fire Mike if he doesn't like the job. You know, he's not. It's not how it's going to work.
There was reverence for Mike Tomlin. I probably could catch that by the way he talked.
Yep. Well, and I was watching it, too, like on YouTube. You could see him, I think, even like look over at Mike in Mike's direction. Which, by the way, I'm different from Pony. I think Tomlin has earned the right after this long to have sort of more reverence sent his way, like, you know, to have some
say in personnel.
Yeah, just to have a little juice. I don't think all of it. I think it can get overstated. People usually like to ascribe the picks they hate to him and the ones that they like to Colbert. But the one thing I want to get to you before I forget and it slips my mind is I do think there's a chance, and my hope here, my personal hope is that Khan's little cool changes and his stamp on this is going to be they try to operate in the draft the way the Eagles have, where they rarely will trade up. That's the whole thing about the Eagles. They don't trade up for anything but a quarterback, and they like to acquire more picks. That's like the new math on the draft.
Worked out this year.
I really hope – well, y'all, they fleeced the Saints.
Right.
I really hope that that's his big numbers-based, like, hey, the Jimmy Johnson trade charts here. But what I'm having very great difficulty squaring, it's Art's hire. I think Art obviously was comfortable with a business-oriented guy there, especially if he could get Weidel. But when Art has talked about what ailed the Steelers in previous seasons, he said, I want to run the ball better, like 2 or 3 years in a row. Running is not analytically what people tell you is the best play in the NFL, so there is a little bit of juggling that I am trying to do there.
Yeah, I think sometimes Art, I mean, he speaks his mind of what he just saw, but may not be exactly the direction that the team is going in the time.
So, like, maybe people talked to him behind closed doors and say, you know, Art, you might have wanted X, Y, or Z.
Or it might be easy for Art to say, wow, we really sucked running the ball. We want to run the ball better.
Sure.
It's a good talking point to have to the media. And I believe this. I've talked to two different people. Andy Weidel did not come here to cut up videos to put on Mike Tomlin's desk to have
He came here to have some juice and some real sway.
I would guess within the next 5 years, Andy Weidel is a GM somewhere.
Probably not here, though.
Probably not.
So they're trying to build a pipeline here then beneath
him. And for him, this is another step. I mean, he's coming home. It's a great opportunity. The people on the outside know that, hey, Omar That's not his forte. And if Andy comes in here and they have some great personnel decisions, have some great drafts, it's going to build up his resume.
Well, you know what I think happens then, if you're right. Omar eventually ascends to a newly created title of president of, president of football ops or something like that. And Dan Colbert is suddenly your new GM 5-6 years from now.
We were kind of going down a list. It was funny that of Dan Colbert, Dan Rooney, and
Daniel Rooney,
and Dino Tomlin, being the future
Maryland. Oh yeah, I was gonna say Maryland. Yeah,
you know, being the future of the Steelers.
I mean, I know, do you think that what I just said though, the first part about Dan Colbert, and if Weidel does a great job, if that's how they do it, I think that's like eminently plausible.
I think it depends on how well. I mean, Dan's been a pro and college scout here for years.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. I mean, it's funny because it's the same, you know, it's son of the former GM. I'm not saying he doesn't have bona fides. I just think it is funny that that's how they clearly like to do things.
Well, it is a family-run organization, right? And that's what they pride themselves on, is that we're different. We're family-run. We're more hands-on in some regards, but not, you know, Jerry Jones hands-on.
Yep.
And we run it like that. We run it not like a corporation as much as we do a family business. And you know, in family businesses, you see stuff like this. I think I'm going to give them time. I love the idea of keeping a guy that's been a steady force, has been very good at the numbers and that the ownership trusts, and bringing in new blood, especially a guy that is highly thought of as Andy Weidel, that comes from Ozzie Newsome, you know, comes from Roseman, comes from the Saints, and started with Donahoe and knows that whole connection. And also is very knowledgeable about Steelers past. And, oh, yeah, there was a Hall of Fame scout in Bill Nunn that he also gleaned a lot of information from.
The tentacles or the lines trace pretty deep. You think Tomlin feels good about the Con hire?
Yes.
Like there's a
– I think
because that's the weird one. No one assumes the working relationship there. They're like, Mike stays away from that stuff.
I do think it was tough for Mike in the standpoint where he liked Brandon Hunt too. So – it's a difficult.
Well, then it would tell me it's they talk to Mike and say, "Do you like Andy Weidel a lot? Because if this is the direction we go, we've got to have you on board with a strong voice from another team." Then,
but you could imagine, like, you know, anyone that's in a work scenario where, hey, you like two people and one of them gets the job and the other doesn't, and you feel bad for the guy who didn't, but you also are happy for the guy that did. And I think that's what I sense from Tomlin's emotions. I mean, it's a tough call because now Brandon Hunt's going to go to Philly and see how he does.
Jeff Hathorn over at 93.7thefan.com. Big write-up on what Omar Khan said he would not do and on his relationship with Mike Tomlin as well.
Yeah, and a little bit about his background. He's got
very
a really
interesting
background. And, hey, tomorrow
yes.
I'm hosting the Panther Insider Show at 8 in the morning tomorrow.
I'm
filling in. Nellie Cummings, John Hughley are going to join me. As well as Mike Bell, the baseball coach, because Pitt's in the ACC semifinals.
You think if they win, do you think they need one more win to get to the ACC final to qualify?
Yes.
Okay.
Because their RPI is just not high enough. But hey, how about that? Who would have thought Pitt baseball in the semis?
Jeff, when that can happen, there's always hope that a lot of things can turn around.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, I'll be working tomorrow too, Jeff. We'll be talking national sports.
Big time star over here.
Flexin'. No. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Follow us on Twitter always at 93.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. You can also visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Fan Hotline is presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. On the hotline, very pleased to welcome back to the show KDKA meteorologist. You'll be able to see her tonight on the evening news. Mary Hours is back with
Hello.
Us on the PM team. Hi, Mary.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I feel like our show, unintentionally, certainly unknowingly, might have ruined a potentially romantic date night at the Hours residence last night, because what I wake up today at like 6 a.m., sun wakes me up, not my son, the actual son, and the first tweet I see is one from you. You're supposedly having a date night at home. It looks like burgers and fries, and it looked very good, and your husband is staring at his phone at the video we post of one segment of our show every day.
It's too funny. Listen, the only social media that my husband uses is Twitter, and I'm guilty of it too. I'm always on my phone, but last night, you know, we got the kids to bed early, and, you know, we're sitting down, eating our burgers, and then I'm taking a picture, and then I'm, like, laughing, and he's like, what? And I show him, and it, like, turned it into a GIF. He's like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, well, you weren't paying attention.
So this was supposed to be, I mean, we have a second one on the way, so, like, we're going to soon be in the holy crap, more than one kid, it's wild. I would imagine getting them all to bed and having, like, and both of you not being exhausted, dead tired is a win. And he's celebrating the win, not by saying, how are you, honey? Having a nice dinner, maybe just having a nice talk. He's listening to us talk. He's watching us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to know the kicker in all this?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.